Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is still off tonight, so I am doing solo duty for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. So this was a very interesting crossword. The grid itself was really an attention getter. It was, first of all, it was a little skinnier than usual. It was 16 by 15. Traditionally, crosswords are 15 by 15 in the New York Times, unless there's some really good reason for changing those dimensions. And in this case, there was. There was a large, what appeared to be glass or chalice or something, right in the middle of the grid, and it was symmetric. And that sort of set the stage for the entire crossword. I may as well just talk about the theme. So the theme was involving, 57 across is the revealer, I think, subject of this puzzle, Martini. And they had a number of references to that. Three down, the famous specification for a 57 across, a 57 across being Martini, this famous specification was shaken, not stirred. And another one that I was definitely less familiar with and had to work really hard for, 57 across per E.B. White. E.B. White being famed for, among other things, writing a guide to proper grammar and writing. But in this case, the quote was, "Elixir of quietude." And I got elixir of fairly readily, but I fell apart in the bottom right corner. That I just found miserable. I'll explain why, but I'll keep going through the clues here for just a bit. Let's see. In the middle of, I'm trying to think what else was sort of relevant to the theme. In the middle of the olive, or in the middle of the drink rather. We had something, I think, that was supposed to be colored like an olive. We had, I know, nine down, chill with, and the answer was ice cubes. And then we had four down, one part vermouth. And let's see, what else did we have here? 39 down was five parts gin. And there may have been one more clue. I'm not really an expert on the martini recipe, and so I may have missed one or two themed answers. But those were the majority of them. You really didn't need those themed answers to do the crossword. I mean, it helped to get shaken, not stirred. But once you got the shake and not, it was hard to write. It was hard to not write stirred. Let's see, what else? 13 across. What was written as annoyed grunt on early scripts of the Simpsons was doh, D-O-H. And there in that corner, we also had origin of the words reindeer and husband. That was Norse. Good to know. We had four across, apt name for a February 14 baby, and that was Val. I was trying to go for Eros originally, but Val makes sense, as in Valentine. And then seven across, pressure, mej, was PSI, pounds per square inch. Let's see. Baseball Hall of Famer, Du Rocher, was Leo. Did not know that. I was able to get, you know, pretty good traction in the top part of the grid. But like I say, the bottom part of the grid, especially the southeast, I found a major challenge. For example, 44 across gave a red card informally. I was vaguely familiar with the concept of a yellow card in sports, and I got the feeling that someone is asked to vacate the field when they are given one of those. A red card, I guess, disqualifies them, because the answer 44 across gave a red card informally was DQ'd. So I guess for disqualified. I was lucky. 48 across, Little Deuce Blank, Beach Boys hit, was Little Deuce Coupe, which is a hilarious song when you listen to it now, but I at least had that title. So I had a couple of words going in there. 51 across, more piddling. I wasn't quite sure. I had it ending in IER, as you would expect for something that was more of. It turned out it was punier. Originally, I had tinier and wanted to stick with tinier for a long time. But 51 down, member of La Familia was padre. I didn't know that. That's sounding vaguely Spanish, which means I'm immediately in trouble. And 48 down, tighten the purse strings. And it was, I had it starting with a C because of coupe, and I thought, oh, it has something to do with cinch. So I had cinch up, but cinch up was not right, and that was not a cinch. It turns out it was cut back, and I eventually got cut back. I was doing things with cost, you know, all sorts of things that relate to tighten the purse strings, but cut back was the correct answer. 60 down, Stephen, a V for Vendetta, was Rhea. I knew it was Re, but I wasn't sure that it ended in A, but that A came in handy. Work with one's hands. Boy, I was stuck on that for a while. And the answer was need, K-N-E-A-D. Let's see, what else was difficult there? Pretty much everything. 63 across, broke off. I was thinking of a relationship, and I think that's what the author of this crossword, Kevin Curry, was hoping I would think of, but the correct answer was seceded. So I sort of plowed through that, and then at the very end, I had trouble in the southwest corner. 57 down, mission involving spirit and opportunity in brief. So I had it ending with an E, starting with an M, ending with an R, and I don't know, P sounded good, Mars Planetary Rovers. Which made no sense whatsoever. But screening with a lot of characters, 62 across, I decided it was a pretest. I had this vision of directors and producers getting together with a large group of people to identify the person that they want to be in their show, which tells you how much I know about television and film production. That is to say, nothing, because the correct answer to 62 across, screening with a lot of characters, was eye test. Ha ha ha. Now, I knew something was wrong because 58 down, homophone of a body part and a letter. So when it was pretest, I had R, A-R-E, and at 11:30 last night, I was trying to convince myself that I had a body part called an R. I was reviewing my body parts, as many of them as I could remember at that time of night, and I had toe, which didn't work, and I had arm, and I thought, well, arm is sort of close to R. But anyways, it shows you the dangers of working late at night, because in the cold light of morning, it was clear that R is not a body part, but I, spelled A-Y-E, is a homophone of a body part, the one I'm using, both of which I'm using right now to read this. And that meant that 62 across, screening with a lot of characters, was eye test. Ha ha ha. Anyway, when you get the crossword filled out, something magical happens. A little red dot appears above the, just above the level of the martini. I believe that's supposed to be an olive. Actually, there's three green squares. Those must clearly be the olive. Then we've got the gray. I guess that represents the body of the liquid. And the word, let's see, 43 across, garnish with an olive. That was another themed answer that just happened to pop up there as well. So anyway, I found this to be a tough crossword, but very satisfying once solved. And I think that is it for the crossword, but we do have a bit of listener mail. And this is from Izzy, and writes in to say, just a note. Mike and Jean, first I hope Jean is fully recovered or at least on the road to recovery. She is working at it. Mike, great job handling the task solo. Thank you very much. I'm traveling this week in DC, but still sneaking in a couple of episodes when opportunity knocks. Excellent. And make sure you lobby those polls in DC so that there are more crosswords in the educational curriculum. I'm not sure if that's really anything they have control over. I wanted to personally recommend listening to Wilco's Jesus Etc. It happens to be one of my favorite songs on what is considered one of the best alternative indie rock albums of all time. I was pleasantly surprised to see that clue in the puzzle, one of the rare times when I had no hesitation regarding a song music clue. I'm embarrassed to say I don't think I've ever heard of Wilco, let alone Jesus Etc. Before reading this, I started listening to it, and it is a very interesting piece of music. So I need to listen to the entire album, and thank you for that recommendation. I know you appreciate the puzzle's musical references, and I hope the same for this one. Indeed, I do. It sounds really, really neat. At least the part, again, the part that I've listened to so far. I plan to listen to more, probably right after this podcast. Anyway, wanted to wish both of you well, Israel. Thank you so much, Israel. Really, really appreciate that. And I'm sure it'll help Gene get fully healed faster. All right. Well, I think that is it for today then. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can do what Izzy just did. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Feedback is always appreciated. Friday's crossword will be out in a while. We're going to tackle it. Hope you will too. And we'll see all of you again tomorrow.